We perform a planned maintenance inspection where we'll look at our facilities overhead and our underground facilities as well to look for areas where we might be vulnerable, equipment that's seen the better part of its useful life, and schedule replacements for that prior to the year end. And those patrols typically start after the holidays, January sometime. Then we also have a wood pole inspection program where we'll take targeted, if you will, feeders or targeted areas, and we'll take a good hard look as well as an internal inspection of those wood poles to make sure that they have the structural integrity they need. And if they don't, they're targeted for replacement that season.
How does it work if, I mean, obviously, if power goes out, folks want to let you guys know, what's the process that happens when you guys hear about an outage? How does that work for your team?
So we always want the customer to assume that we don't know. And so they can call in. 855-OUTAGES is the number they can call. APS.com, there's a link. As soon as you open that up, report an outage, and the app also has a link to report it. So once that outage is reported, our operations center will narrow that down through a series of computer software that they have where they're able to look at maps all around the state and to kind of see once they've identified that general area. We'll send a first responder out, which we call troubleman. The troubleman will ensure that that area is safe for the public and for our employees, and then they'll begin to dissect what that outage is, how many people are involved, the extent of it, what they may need, maybe something as simple as flipping the customer's breaker back on, maybe as complicated as three or four poles down, sometimes even more so than that. At that point in time, either they'll restore power or call additional resources. You know, crews can come in, put up a couple more poles, restring wire, put a new transformer underground or overhead so that we're able to restore. And then depending on the size, re-energizing those customers. Small size, you know, 8 to 10 customers, typically we re-energize all them at once. 2,000 customers, we would sectionalize and bring them back onto the system gradually.
Wow, that's an amazing responsibility, especially it seems, I don't know, kind of ironic that the time of year when people need their electricity the most because it's so darn hot is when you have the greatest risk of an outage.
It's when we're most vulnerable, you know, and you can't plan for the weather, so you can just try to be prepared. Again, keep up on the maintenance on your system, and the rest is in someone else's hands until we have the situation, and then we address it accordingly.
Well, I was impressed a few years ago when we had that huge outage that covered the whole Southwest, how quickly APS responded. You guys set up cooling stations for people. You had quite an amazing response, and I think that was indicative of how serious you guys take this stuff.
And we do. And again, there's a lot of planning that goes into it, a lot of coordination. Everybody's a participant. So, you know, if you're an employee at APS, you know, we look to positively impact these scenarios, whether it's the timeliness of restoration or support of the public, support of our employees who are out there on the ground, you know, working on the restoration.
Well, thanks for letting us know about this, Jeff, that you guys are getting ready for this season, and we certainly hope that you have a very slow and boring season.
Likewise. Thank you very much.